KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's sunny and 62 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Here's a reminder that as part of the effort to expand COVID-19 testing across the state, Test Iowa will open a new site in Atlantic today. In fact, it opens this hour. The site will be operated by Cass County Health System. All Test Iowa tests are performed as a drive-through service, and this one in Atlantic will be on the northwest side of 1500 East 10th Street. Persons who wish to get tested at a Test Iowa site, including the one here in Atlantic, must first of all complete the online assessment at testiowa.com. If you do not have access to a computer, tablet, smartphone, or have internet access, you're asked to have a trusted family member or friend who is knowledgeable assist you. Select the testing site as Cass County Health System and receive a QR code. Now, you cannot be tested without that QR code. Schedule your test appointment by calling 712-250-8297. Appointments are available Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Now, you will receive an email from Test Iowa with a link to your test results as soon as they are ready. The information will be sent to the email address you provided them when answering the survey. Well, some county fairs in Iowa have canceled this year's events due to COVID-19, while others are still on, but in a reduced fashion. In Page County, for example, the fair board has canceled everything except for 4-H and FFA events at next month's fair in Clarinda. Page County Youth Coordinator Lexi Davies said it was a difficult decision, but one that they're comfortable with.
I'm really proud of the Page County Fair Board and the Page County Extension Council. Everybody's been able to work together and come up with a really good plan for our 4-H'ers and FFA exhibitors.
Davy said they're still giving 4-H'ers and FFA members an opportunity to show their projects and animals at the fair, which was the number one priority when it came to decision making.
We know that our 4-H'ers and FFA members work really hard. They spend a lot of time working on projects and their livestock, and they deserve not only to have the chance to show off their talents and their hard work, but, you know, to be recognized for what they've done.
The first event of the fair will be the static livestock judging on July 21st. The swine show takes place July 22nd. Horse, sheep, and goat shows will be on July 23rd, followed by poultry and rabbit showings on July 24th. The beef and pet shows at the Page County Fair will be held July 26th. Warm weather that's good for the crops is expected to return for the rest of the week after rain cooled things off in some areas. National Weather Service meteorologist Corey Martin says it won't be anything too overbearing for now.
We're moving into the dog days of summer, you know, in quotes there. It's not terrible. We're looking at highs over the next few days, so upper 70s to low 80s. And then as we get into the weekend and early next week, we're going to get back up to the upper 80s, and the humidity is going to return as well.
Martin says the humidity will let us know next week that we're moving into July, and he says the crops will add to the mugginess.
We get into July, the corn starts feeding into that humidity in earnest as well.
The corn planting finished ahead of the last several years, and a new crop report out yesterday shows it's doing well, with 85% rated in good to excellent condition. The soybeans are following right along, with 96% emerged, which is 6 days ahead of last year and 1 week ahead of the five-year average. Soybean conditions rated 84% good to excellent. Well, the City of Atlantic's Community Protection Committee, or CPC, will meet this evening at 5:45 in the Council's chambers at City Hall. On their agenda is a review of the changes to the City Code, or ordinance, if you will, with regard to truck and large vehicle parking, parking for personal vehicles, and the zoning code pertaining to the location of boats, boat trailers, campers, and travel trailers. City Administrator and Zoning Commissioner John Lund says the CPC will have to answer some questions during their meeting that include, should the aforementioned ordinances be rewritten, simply change the wording of a few, or repeal one? Does the city want vehicles other than wheeled items parked on grass? Vehicles are currently not allowed to park on the grass. And does the city want gravel or the appearance of such to act as an improved surface with regard to parking on private property? As it stands currently, personal vehicles may be parked in a garage, carport, or all-weather driveway, which is defined as paved, gravel, or stone. Lund cautions the committee that if they declare gravel not to qualify as an improved service, do they, quote, have the stomach to tell people who claim not to have the money to afford a concrete pad that they must install one or receive civil fines in court? And the committee's recommendations will be passed on to the full Atlantic City Council during their next regular meeting in July. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday said Sunday afternoon deputies arrested 20-year-old Peyton Alyssa Hill from Greenfield. Hill was taken into custody on an Adair County warrant for domestic abuse assault first offense. She was initially held without bond on that warrant. Hill pled guilty during an initial court appearance and was released a few hours later. The Union County Sheriff's Office today says a pickup that was stolen June 19th in Creston was located later that same day in a ditch near Lorimore. The 2003 GMC Sierra pickup was taken sometime between 4 and 6 p.m. Friday and found by a Lorimore man in the ditch just east of Jaguar Road on 160th Street at around 6:12 p.m. that day. A dollar amount of the damage was not immediately available. The Union County Sheriff's Office said also there were two recent accidents investigated. At around 1:30 p.m. Sunday, a vehicle driven by 48-year-old Stephen Dale Lamock of Afton was traveling on Jaguar Avenue, and for some reason he passed out at the wheel and, according to his passenger, would not wake up. The 2020 Chevy Cobalt he was driving went into a ditch and through a fence before stopping in a field. The female passenger of the car transported Lamock to the hospital in Creston for treatment of unknown possible injuries. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $2,000. And at around 7:15 a.m. Monday, a 2005 John Deere tractor driven by 53-year-old Todd Kincaid of Creston was working on maintaining the edge of Cherry Street, which is a gravel road, when a southbound SUV driven by 42-year-old Melissa James of Creston struck the rear of the tractor. No injuries were reported. The tractor was not damaged. Damage to the SUV was estimated at $6,500. Police in Glenwood report the arrest on Sunday of 25-year-old Zachary DeGilio. The Glenwood man was taken into custody for being a fugitive from justice. His bond was set at $10,000. In a separate incident, Glenwood police arrested 22-year-old Kyle Selmer of Council Bluffs for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported numerous recent arrests. Authorities say on Monday, 71-year-old Stephen Craig Tasto of Clarinda was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for violation of probation with bond set at $5,000. And 34-year-old Trell Curtis Peterson of Creston was arrested at the Union County Jail Monday on a Mills County warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $10,000. Sunday morning at around 3:50, 41-year-old Jerry Joseph Richardson of Malvern was arrested for driving while barred. His bond set at $2,000. Last Friday, 30-year-old Cassandra Lee Shoemake of Thurman was arrested in Mills County for OWI first offense and failure to maintain control, with her bond set at $1,000. Last Thursday, 32-year-old James Thomas Hume of Sydney was arrested on Highway 34 in Mills County, charged with OWI first offense, bond set at $1,000. There were two arrests last Wednesday in Mills County. 33-year-old Joseph Skilowicz of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant for violation of probation, and 34-year-old Eugene Stillmock of Omaha was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear. Both were taken into custody at the Douglas County Jail in Nebraska. There were also two arrests made last Tuesday. 32-year-old Joshua Robert Dazovich of Omaha was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for domestic abuse assault with no bond. And 19-year-old Skyla Marie Wingfield of Malvern was arrested on a warrant for OWI first offense. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported three arrests. Saturday morning, deputies responding to a report of an adult male passed out behind the wheel of a vehicle. Arrested 35-year-old Lamar Harris for OWI first offense. Thursday morning, 37-year-old Joseph McNeil of Council Bluffs turned himself into the sheriff's office. McNeil had been wanted on a warrant and booked into the jail for violation of a no-contact or protective order. And Thursday afternoon, 21-year-old Alexis Huffy of Omaha turned herself in on a warrant for probation violation. She was booked into the Pott County Jail. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.